You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Darling, sweetie, darling, I have the most wonderful drunken idea. Darling, listen to me. We're going to take the 90s revival. Darling, shut up, listen. 90s revival, darling, and we're going to make a movie. We're going to make an absolutely fabulous movie. And we're going to call it something. I don't know, darling. Help me out.
And we'll call it a movie. It's going to be a movie.
So we are the usual suspects, or whatever we are.
Somebody leads these reviews, they go immediately for the funny voices.
Darling. That's how I normally talk, darling.
That's true.
I can't do drunk British woman as well.
How could you not go directly to the sweeties?
Yes, sweeties, darling.
We're home. We're home, darling.
It's really hard to do drunk British because they mumble when they're sober. So
yes.
What do you slur?
It's all those tight lips, darling. The tight lips.
Well, there are tight lips in this movie because there's an awful lot of Botox.
Oh, yes. So we are reviewing the...
I'm just talking about the cameo.
We are reviewing the absolutely fabulous movie. I believe it's called Absolutely Fabulous, the movie.
Yes.
Original title.
Although didn't they like a TV movie or kind of reunion-y thingy like a couple of years ago that I recall. You know,
I was on a bend at that time, darling. Okay. I'm Sarah.
I'm Kat.
I'm Bo.
And this movie, did it need to get made? No.
Absolutely not. But it's absolutely...
Yes, exactly. So we follow the wonderful Jennifer Saunders as Edina Monsoon and her as always, sidekick, Joanna Lumley, as Patsy Darling, as they go through a little adventure after maybe killing...
No,
it's in the trailers.
It's in the trailers.
It's in the trailers.
I haven't even seen the trailers, okay. So I don't know what
maybe killing
or not.
Some famous model from the 90s.
That supposedly people still care about.
Yes. Apparently people are devastated when she dies. Yeah.
Although they seem to want to go with the conceit that the entire world goes into a deep state of mourning about it, which is hilarious. It's part of the joke.
But you have to admit that is exactly what would happen. Should these events come to pass,
I guess.
Like, there would be all kinds of pearl-clutching and people who hadn't thought of this person in years would all of a sudden be like, oh my god, the world is bereft!
I'm pretty sure if this supermodel actually fell into water, she would just poof.
I think, yes. She would just melt. Because she's mostly made out of, like, hollow bones and cocaine
She would rehydrate.
She'd turn into a normal person. She'd emerge a normal person and be like, yes, food is delicious. Everyone eat.
I have clams.
So, were you guys fans of the original show?
I was.
Yeah, I'm a fairly newcomer. When I was in college, which is longer ago than I like to think about, friends of mine were like, oh my god, you have to watch this. But it was never available in my market. So, you know.
Your market?
TV market? Like, back before television was, like, quite as even, I guess, evenly distributed as it is now.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it used to be some stations.
Sometimes, places.
Because
you get
for
it,
AppFab, for I think most people I know got into it because when it started to get onto Comedy Central.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I know people that watch it because their PBS station bought it as a Britcom, and I got into it because you know in the mid 80s and late 80s I got into British New Wave comedy like the Young Ones and the Comic Strip and French and Saunders, yada yada yada, yeah. and so,
I love yada yada yada.
I had a completely different subset than Bo just mentioned. I had LOLO, I had Keeping Up Appearances, Fawlty Towers, Are You Being Served, you know, that whole thing. And so
the PBS fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was like Bo was saying, like my PBS station had those. Mm-hmm. Other people, like when I went to visit my grandparents, I was like, oh, you have different ones in a different market. Mm-hmm.
Some PBS stations would get a little more daring because, you know, arguably, AFAB's a lot more risque than keeping up appearances.
And it also depends on how much free time they have in their schedule, you know, and how much money they have. Like, my PBS station was not terribly well endowed. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was a Patsy joke. Patsy needed to come in and just smoke me like,
So I, you know, being extremely familiar with the genre, so to speak, you know,
you took a flyer on the
I literally watched three episodes, you know, just to kind of familiarize myself, and coming in with three episodes under my belt, this was like totally, you can just jump in. If you've got got like a familiarity with the genre and you know it's something you like, because let's be honest, this is not for everyone.
Yeah, if you're one of those people that watches Monty Python and goes qua, you're probably not gonna like
I mean Monty Python and Absolutely Fabulous only have one thing in common. True. That they're British.
They're quirky.
Yeah.
But Monty Python gets a little bit slapstick. And so does
It's definitely apples and oranges. But if I'm throwing out, if you watch British humor and it does not hit any target with you, then this is definitely not going to hit it.
It is a subset of British humor, and if you like that kind of wacky, I hesitate to go all the way to screwball comedy because it's not quite that far down the pike. But if you like that kind of slightly slapstick, little bit of physical humor here and there,
I mean, I would say if you like the movie Arthur, you might like this because it has lovable eccentric alcoholics.
I would say if you hated Sex and the City and you wanted them to just fall on their faces and die, you'd love Absolutely Fabulous.
I feel like you're describing a point in your life.
Well, I feel like Absolutely Fabulous is kind of the anti-Sex in the City.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fabulous. where Sex in the City build itself as a comedy, and it's just over the top in terms of these women who have so much money and are so fashionable and so successful for no reason.
This is like the real life version Sex in the City should be, because it's like in Sex in the City everybody's politely quaffing cosmopolitans. It's Absolutely Fabulous. They're guzzling like bottles of vodka,
and Patsy is snorting something throughout this movie. And that's a difference between the show and the movie, is that they can say fuck because at the time on the British television you couldn't say fuck. Now you can, apparently. They show drug use, but I think
they show a butt,
and sadly, it's not Jennifer Saunders' butt.
No. That's
I like how she's considered fat in Britain. Like, they keep talking about how she's fat.
But I think it's also relative to the fashion industry.
Absolutely.
Everybody is fat relative to the fashion industry. Yes. But, you know, but I think that's part of it because that's their world.
Yes.
And that's the world that they, like,
because it's a world
long to
invented
be.
By men who have never seen a woman naked in life.
Yeah. But as I was saying, I think it keeps in the same tone as the show in that these are not nice people. These are horrible, horrible, shallow people.
Unapologetically.
Yeah, who don't give a shit about anybody except for themselves.
Even, you know, Jennifer Saunders' character, Edwina, there's a little bit of, you know, there's a lot of neuroses in her, and that she worries about things, and whereas Joanna Lumley's character, she is there to fuck, drink, and do drugs, preferably with famous people.
Yes. Yeah. And if you don't like that kind of thing, then you're probably not going to like this. If you don't find making fun of those kinds of people, because it's not glorifying this lifestyle at all. If you watch the show and the movie, they never really succeed. They're always kind of like, well, we spent all our money, darling. I don't know what we're going to do now. What do we do? And the daughter, played by Julia Safi, darling.
Saffron.
is the audience avatar, who's, you know, she's really dowdy, but she's kind of there as the voice of reason.
She's there to say, why are you people being so horrible?
Yeah, so that we, as the audience, know that, okay, not everybody in this world is just out of their minds.
Although, let's be honest, it's about the fashion world, and yes, they are.
Yes, they are. So,
like, just to do basic plot recap, this is very much, if you're familiar with the show, and I really think, in my own personal opinion, you should be, if you go see this, mm-hmm.
at least a
couple episodes, so that you're familiar with the characters.
But let me give you a little caveat on that. I started with the first episode, and I know that, like, the first episode is never
I don't think
exactly,
I've seen the first episode.
Oh, my God. If you take the laugh track away, this is horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is really, truly...
Most things are when you take the laugh track
away. I mean, like, really, like, this is dark, awesome. Horrifying. But then, like, so, you know, knowing how these things develop, I skipped ahead a couple seasons and just randomly grabbed another episode from, like, season 3. And so it seems like they do hit their funny
They fall
funny
into
stride.
Their bit,
But,
yeah.
like, so it just FYI, if you feel like watching a couple of episodes before you go see the movie, or after you see the movie, just know that first one is like, you're going to be
it's very
holy
pilot-y.
Shit, what is this? You know, so, like...
But this is basically, I mean, you know, taking the, you know, at least the latter half of the series... This is an extended episode, like most, you know, TV shows that they make a movie out of. There's no real surprises here. It's
cameos.
There's lots of cameos, but yeah, it's Patsy and Adina.
It fits in the canon world.
It's Patsy and Adina. They're Patsy or Adina works in PR. Her career is kind of tanked at this point. She's trying to get her shit together. Patsy's there to help her, and that's basically all that you need to know, other than the fact that they almost kill a supermodel, and mayhem ensues.
Yeah. So, shall we go into final thoughts?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Oh,
Bo,
yeah.
You want to start?
I was a big fan of the show. I watched a lot, and this really, I was not expecting this to be anything more than, you know, an extended episode of the show. And it came, I was really surprised how much better it came off. And, I blame myself because I underestimated Jennifer Saunders, who's a great, great comedy writer. She's like one of the people who revolutionized comedy writing in Britain in the 80s. And boy, she still has it. Cause this was 2 hours that I laughed my ass off through, the entire thing. There was even a little bit of poignancy. Does it have a lot to offer to people who aren't fans of the show? That I'm going to kind of let Kat cover. But as a fan, if you like this, if you like, you know, gay campy humor, you're probably going to love this. There's a lot of stuff in it to make you laugh. I will definitely say anyone who's a fan of the show should go see this. And, you know, hey, take a flyer. You can find an AbFab episode on YouTube. Watch one or two, and if you think it's funny, definitely go, because you'll laugh even more at this. I think they kind of boiled down the finer points into making a really good movie of these two characters, and it's been just long enough since they've been on TV that you're really wanting to see them again. I am going to give it... I'm going to give it 8.5 Botox injections out of 10.
Wow, how do they do the half one? Where do they put that?
That's what you save for tomorrow.
You don't want to know.
Patsy will find a place. Kat?
As a newcomer, you know, someone who, like I said, you know, familiar with the genre, but only through cultural osmosis and a couple of episodes, I also laughed my ass off through, like, this entire movie. You know, I would say that if you think you might like this movie, you probably will. I was also kind of coming into it thinking like, well, but gosh, do we want to watch these people for like three times as long as an episode? Like, are they going to be able to keep it going like that? And absolutely yes, would be my answer.
Can we just take a tally of how many times we said absolutely throughout this review?
We absolutely may. I give it 8 out of 10 bottles of champagne.
Oh, okay. Well, we can drink that all right now. Okay. I loved Absolutely Fabulous when I was a teenager. For me, I actually got exposed to it by reruns on Comedy Channel, which is Canada's Comedy Central.
Comedy, eh?
Yeah, because Canada doesn't produce a lot of its own TV shows, so they import a lot from the U.S.
Which is weird, because we import almost all of our comedians from Canada.
That's yeah. right. We stole them all. from the U.S. or from the U.K. So I got exposed to, like, all these random shows from slightly before my time. So I kind of started watching Absolutely Fabulous in the late 90s when it was sort of wrapping up and finishing out. And I loved it. And it's such, like, a... against type for me because
I was about to say I would not watch this and be like, oh, two drunken shrieking Harridans making fun of the excesses of the fashion industry. Who's going to be all over this?
Because I don't have any interest in fashion. I don't have any interest in wearing high heels and being skinny.
On the other hand, you have a huge inner gay man.
I do. That's why I'm always at the gym. Stereotypes. But there's something about this that I just love to watch. And I love their horrible, horrible outfits and over-the-top makeup and just their drunkenness and their smoking and just their total lack of empathy for any other human being. And it's a fun show. It's a fun movie. But I would say more strongly than either of you probably that you need to see the show because you need to understand where this universe exists. It is not our universe. It's somewhere else. It's called Great Britain, I believe. and it might not play well for people who aren't familiar with it. But that being said, I also, I'm going to, kind of backtrack a little bit. I would say don't watch the show if you haven't already, because it is pretty dated, if only for like it's a single camera, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah. And it's like basically set in, Eddie's house, which is like this walk down the stairs kind of living room area. This is like a sitcom where they have like one or two sets. So it doesn't age too well. But let's go back to the movie. If you're a fan of the show, if you're a fan of 80s and 90s British comedy, you'll probably love this. I was laughing basically the whole time. Basically anytime Patsy's face twitched, I was laughing.
Which, to be fair, yeah, so with all that Botox, yes, that happened about five
times. It's numb.
Times.
I don't feel anything, darling. I just don't feel anything. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. Where am I going with this, darling? Chanel, I hate Chanel bags.
I will also say, if you go to see this with an audience of enthusiastic gay men, as
yes,
we did, you can probably append at least a half star.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.